do have our guest. We're very happy to bring in once again Tim Tebow, Heisman Trophy winner, quarterback in the NFL. In fact, won a playoff game against the champs, the Steelers, back in the day when he was with the Broncos. Now, of course, with the New York Mets organization. And Titan Saltes, who is the All-State AFCA Good Works captain. Tim, let's start with you. When you see these young men like Titan and all the things that they do for charity, it obviously warms your heart, and that's why you're a part of it, right?
There's no doubt. I'll tell you what, Titan has been I tell you what, when I got his resume, when I was looking at it several months ago, I was like, dude, this is like 9 pages. This is incredible. And, you know, all of the kids are awesome, and they really are seriously world changers and community changers. And then when you look at Titan and everything he's done, and then we had the chance to talk, you know, a few weeks ago, and he's just so impressive, and everything he's doing and all of the different initiatives that he's part of, from the suicide hotline to children that are getting bullied to, you know, just, you know, trying to help make a difference in every way possible. It's like, man, these are the stories that we need to tell. These are the kids that we need to give a platform to, because, you know, I just believe it's more than a game. And these young men are just stepping up and standing out as, you know, awesome on the field, but even more importantly, impact makers off the field.
Very well said. And Titan, who is aptly named a giant of a young man, a good football player, but Titan, as Tim was just saying, all the things you're involved with, and I think it's especially poignant for the Native Americans and people of your heritage. You've worked at the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation in South Dakota. You've brought food and medical relief to your Lakota reservation as well. And if you think about in these times of social justice, still, the Native American is not as represented. What does it mean to you to give back to your own society like that?
You know, it means everything to me. It was the way I was raised. I mean, it was just seeing the stuff that I saw growing up and being around, you know, all the different people. And for me to be able to represent, you know, not just my, you know, not just my family and, you know, my tribe, but to represent so many other people, similar people. Words can't really describe it. It's such a cool thing. And, who would have known, you know, that I would be where I'm at today. You know, my family, again, I come from a great family, but none of us knew that this would be, I'd be where we're at today. And for me to be able to represent, my people and all that, and the way that I'm able to, I mean, it truly is a blessing.
And, you know, you're a good person to ask this as well. With the Redskins getting rid of the name, and we just heard a couple days ago that the Cleveland Indians are going to be getting rid of their name. A lot of people say, you know, it's mostly white people who are offended by these names. But in real life, when you guys are on the reservation and you think about all the privations that you have to go through, what is like on a reservation these days, Titan?
That's a good question. It's important that, and I always talk to people about this. I mean, there's over 500 and I think 78 or something like that federally recognized tribes throughout the United States. And the Native people are really diverse with different cultures, different backgrounds, you know, different languages. And so it's hard. It's a slippery slope to try to generalize Indigenous people, Native people. And kind of going back to reservations, there are some reservations that look just like any other city, because I mean, they are, you know, a lot of them are in the middle of the cities. And then there's reservations like mine back in South Dakota that are, very isolated and kind of in the middle of nowheres. And it's a beautiful place, but it's really kind of like a third world, you know, country when you go there. You know, people, you know, families living in, you know, dirt floors, they don't have electricity, they don't have running water. It'll be a 1-2 bedroom house and there's 15, 20 people living in it. You know, people don't have access to a lot of the basic necessities that we need just to live, just to survive. There's a lot of impoverishment. There's a lot of negativity, but when you go there, and I always tell people this, when you go to a reservation, you go to my home and you see you see the negative parts and you read about it. But when you get there, you see how beautiful it is, and you see all the people laughing and smiling. And it's really a beautiful thing to see, that even somebody who people who are, have gone through so much throughout history, people who don't have a lot, but yet they still give everything that they have. They still give whatever they can. And whether that's, you know, helping somebody, whether it's making somebody laugh and smile, they give something to other people to try to make somebody else's life better. And that, I mean, that's how I was raised, you know, and that's the community and the culture that I come from. And, you know, so to answer your question, what are reservations like today? Depends on which reservation you're at. But like I said, mine is kind of an outlier, but it's a harsh reality, especially living in, you know, like America, being in the richest country, you know, in the nation, in the world. And a lot of people don't recognize or realize that we have, you know, third world living conditions within our own country. And I could point to the reservations, for example, and people would be surprised to see that, but it's out there, and it's something that deserves much more recognition, because once we recognize it, then we can work to help fix it and alleviate it.
No doubt. One more question about your heritage, and you make a great point. I think a lot of times people just sort of group all the Indian nations together, and there's so many different cultures. I just look at the Lakota people, the Teton Sioux, which, you know, you get your name, and we know about notable Lakota like Sitting Bull and Black Elk and Crazy Horse, but I just think about the Sioux and all the sub-tribes in the Dakotas. There's just thousands of different cultures and language, and I think a lot of times with people in America, we kind of just group you guys all together like, oh yeah, the Native Americans, and it's couldn't be further from the truth, is it?
I mean, yeah, you're exactly right, and it's no different than is all European people the same? Is all right. All tribes, is all countries, nations in Africa the same? South America, Asia. I mean, it's silly to really group and try to generalize everybody in that sense, and it's no different for Native American people. Different cultures, different. I mean, there's similarities, obviously, but. Like I said, there's different languages, different cultures. I mean, there's a lot that I know about my tribe, and there's other tribes I know nothing about. You know, I don't know their history, their language, or any of that stuff.
Right.
But it is special for me to be able to be a, kind of a spokesman for Indigenous people, for Native people. And again, I'm hesitant to. See, I speak for all Native people because I don't, but it's good that Natives out there are able to look towards me and look towards, I mean, there's other Natives out there that are doing big things, and to be able to look to them and have somebody who's doing good and somebody who they can look up to, you know, somebody who grew up in the same community that they did, that seen the same things that they've seen growing up, and seeing that they come from my place and they're able to make it out, I always hope that, you know, people back home, especially the youth, I hope that they can look at me and see that they can make it out too, you know, that they can do good things in the world. And it's not just my tribe or anything like that. I mean, that's everybody. That's all people. Mm-hmm.
We've been speaking with Teton Saltes, the Allstate AFCA Good Works captain from the University of New Mexico. You can check out more about him, ESPN.com/Allstate. He'll be honored at the Sugar Bowl as well. And before we go, Tim, Sandy Alderson is back with the Mets, and you're going back with the Mets. And I know hopefully baseball will get started on time, but how are things looking for you health-wise?
Yeah, I feel great. Hopefully it does start on time, you know. Kind of stunk not having a chance to play last year and getting injured the, you know, year before that. So, you know, hopefully we do get it back on time. That would be exciting. I know there's a lot to work through, just like, you know, everyone's dealing with right now. But it's definitely exciting.
There he is, Tim Tebow and Teton Saltes. Gentlemen, always doing so much great work. We appreciate it. Congratulations. And hopefully we'll catch up down the road.
Look forward to it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Proud of
Thank you so
done.
Much.
Thanks, man.
I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back, y'all.